Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 147 for Wednesday, November 16th. I'm Jude Marcus. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were $2 to $3 per ton stronger in early activity on Wednesday. The January contract was up $2 at $513 a ton, tracking gains in the Chicago Board of Trade soy complex. U.S. oilseeds advanced Wednesday morning, underpinned by strong demand, which provided spillover support to canola. Overnight gains in the Malaysian palm oil market were also bullish for values. Uncertainty about how much of Canada's canola crop has been harvested further underpinned the market. Western Canadian producers have been able to make some progress as of late, as the weather turned warmer and drier, but just how much canola has been taken out of fields is unclear. However, reports of favorable seeding conditions in South America limited the upside. Ideas that there could be an increase in producer selling also capped gains. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat were mixed, while corn was mostly unchanged. Soybeans were up 2 cents to down 3 on Wednesday, with the January contract at $9.87 a bushel. The market was mixed in early activity, with reports of strong demand for the oilseed providing some underlying support. U.S. data shows the country has seen its third highest monthly crush in history, which added to the upside. In October, National Oilseed Processors Association members crushed about 165 million bushels, which is above analyst expectations. However, mostly favorable seeding conditions in Argentina limited the upside on Wednesday. Strength in the U.S. dollar also capped gains. Corn prices were unchanged to a quarter of a cent weaker in early activity, with the December contract at $3.41 a bushel. Corn prices were mostly unchanged on Wednesday in trader positioning ahead of U.S. crude oil and ethanol inventory reports. The market was also feeling pressure from losses in the crude oil market and strength in the U.S. dollar index in early activity. For wheat, prices were up 1 to down 3 cents per bushel, with the Chicago December contract at $5.14. Wheat prices were mixed Wednesday morning as investors' short covering supported the market. But the U.S. winter wheat crop is in good condition, reports from the United States Department of Agriculture say, which capped gains. Increased exports from Russia also limited the upside. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, November 16th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.